What's up, guys? George Camel here. On May 21st and 22nd, Dave Ramsey and I are hosting a brand new virtual event called Investing Essentials. Because investing can make you wealthy if you do it the right way. And that's why we'll cover 401ks, mutual funds, and Dave's personal strategies for investing in real estate. You can even send in your questions while you watch from the comfort of your own home. So get your tickets today at RamseySolutions.com/everydayinvesting. That's RamseySolutions.com/everydayinvesting. This episode is sponsored by SmartVestor. Connect with an investing pro for free at RamseySolutions.com/invest. You're listening to Ramsey Everyday Millionaires, where we talk investing, retirement, building wealth, and outrageous generosity.
So starting us off is Danielle in Hartford, Connecticut. Hey, Danielle. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Rachel. Hi, Jade. I first have to say I'm so incredibly thankful for the opportunity to speak to my dream team. So thank you for taking my
call. Are we your dream team, Danielle?
I love that.
We love
you're
you.
You're sweet.
At the end of this call.
I'm so glad. How can we help?
Some notes. Yes, we took some notes just so I don't forget to kind of paint the full picture. But here's the situation. So my husband and I are currently on baby steps 4, 5, and 6, and we agreed that you both would be the voice of reason for our current dilemma. Okay, so there is a home in our neighborhood about 6 doors down that the sellers approached us about. They knew that we were looking to potentially move and get a bigger home, and we love our neighborhood. So it kind of all worked out. This was about 6 months ago that they approached us, and when they approached us, we stopped throwing money at our current mortgage and started stashing away cash. So we have about $100,000 in savings right
wow,
now.
Good.
So I'll give you the numbers in a moment, but our question is this transaction Dave approved, and if so, what's the best way about going about it? So our current home is worth about $450,000, and we have about $110,000 left on our mortgage at 2% interest rate.
Okay.
We're looking to purchase the new home for $650,000 with, of course, today's interest rate. The caveat is that the sellers are looking to close by May 1, and then they want to remain in the home for 60 days thereafter. So we would obviously have to stay in our current residence prior to moving, and we couldn't sell our home and then roll that equity into a down payment like we originally had hoped, putting us in a similar position as we currently are and allowing us to kind of pay off our mortgage in about a year or so.
So you'd have to have you'd have to carry two mortgages at once to make this deal work.
Correct.
My answer is no.
Your answer is no.
Based on that alone, like I wouldn't even need to hear any more numbers. Even if you could easily afford this next house, blah blah blah, because they have to close May 1, and because your deal has to be contingent on the sale of your house, and that's not. You could put your house on the market and see if it closes by May 1, and if it does, now we can talk. But there's no way I would carry two mortgages.
Okay. And that's my concern because we're so close to being done with our current mortgage that I just don't want us to be.
Well, my question is, Danielle, you said you have $100,000 saved, correct?
We do. Yes.
Okay. And you have $110,000 left on your home, correct?
Correct.
So part of me is like, just pay off your house.
Loving it.
So that's been my feeling, and I've just been very torn because the home is a little bit bigger. It's a nicer property. There's a pool on the second home. And
yeah.
But we're still looking to cash flow our kids' colleges and retire with dignity. So that's why I'm calling.
So now the question is it better to have a home that's a little bit smaller, that's completely paid for and it's yours, or is it better to upgrade and possibly have a little bit more of a mortgage again?
Correct.
How much do you guys make a year?
About $500.
Okay, so if I'm getting this math correct, Danielle, if I was in your shoes, so we're in February right now. You got March, April, May. You got 3 months, plus they are needing to stay in the house another 2 months. Is that right?
Really 2 months you've got, because you've got all of March, all of April, but they've got to close May 1st.
That's true. March, April, May.
Right.
And then they're going to be in the house June and July, correct?
Correct.
So you have months. Okay. So what I would do, Danielle, I would pay off your house. Like, I would take that money. I would pay it off. And then you have 5 months to just continue to save and have some money stashed away. And then when you go to move in, and that means the equity, ideally you would, what could you sell your house for?
About $450,000.
Okay, $450,000, yeah. So then you have a $200,000 mortgage making $500,000. I mean,
Listen, it sounds good, but it is hard to go from no home payment to...
Yes, but 200...
No mortgage to mortgage.
Yeah, but a $200,000 making $500,000, you could have it paid off. You could have it paid off in a year. If you guys lived on $300,000, you have your house paid off in a year. Yeah, so you have your house paid off.
The steps in doing it, I'm worried about carrying the two mortgages, but it sounds like you're
saying... But you wouldn't have to.
Yeah, I would pay it off.
Got it. Okay.
Yep. But again, and what Jade said earlier is a really valid point, though, is to have this discussion of like, what do we want, right? Because I can tell you, you know, my in-laws, they actually upgraded house when they were empty nesters, and they live on land now. They have a bigger home. So when we all go in, you know, it's wonderful. And they love it. They love it. And so, you know, they did the opposite of downsizing like some people do. And it worked for them. That's what they valued. And that's great, right? Where other people are like, oh, no, I don't want this much work for a house.
True that.
So I'm going to go down. And that's what they value, right? So as long as the numbers work, which in this plan they would, I wouldn't want to carry two mortgages. I would go ahead and just pay off your house and then sell it. Yeah, you'll have, golly, throw all that at the house.
Yeah.
And then you have $200,000 that you owe at that point.
So let's go back and clarify one little piece, because she said the neighbors have to close by May 1st, right? So
correct.
Even if you pay, yeah. Even if you pay off your house, let's say you pay your house off and you decide, yeah, I do want to get the house that's six doors down. She'd still have to sell before closing period in order to get, even if she bought her current house outright, you'd still have to close on that to get the cash to buy the next house.
Correct.
So yeah. I still don't want you to think, hey, this house is paid for. We can still do this deal and take the mortgage on the other one, even though you have a house that's paid off. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like either
it
way,
does.
You've still got to
be nervous.
Whether you pay off the house or not, you've still got to sell it and close and get that money before you make the next house.
And then what do we do between May and that 60 days where they remain in there? I guess we would have to have the same contingency in our sale.
Yes.
Yeah. The dominoes would have to fall pretty perfectly. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's,
one lender mentioned a HELOC, and I was even worried about
no. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want you to feel desperate about this.
Yes.
Like
yeah.
You're in a great situation, and I don't want your want to get this house to cause desperation and to cause that to make you make a bad decision when you're in such a great financial situation.
Yep.
I appreciate that very much.
Yep. Oh, Danielle.
Thanks for the advice.
Yes, I'm so glad that you called. I know, if the dominoes fell perfectly, it's a beautiful story.
Yeah.
It's like, oh gosh, we get what we've wanted and, you know, we're not in a crazy financial situation at that point. We can still, you know, pay it off, but the dominoes have to fall really well.
The average days on market right now is what might make or break this.
Yes, that's fair. That's totally fair.
Thanks for tuning in to Ramsey Everyday Millionaires. To learn more about how to plan for retirement, visit RamseySolutions.com/retire or click the link in the show notes. Ramsey Solutions is a paid non-client promoter of participating pros. Learn more at RamseySolutions.com/smartvestor.